Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. This morning is another installment in the series I'm doing on Andrew Wakefield's book called Callous Disregard. Another allegation that was made about this article that I started talking about yesterday in The Lancet was that the evidence was fabricated. And I find that fascinating. Wakefield was not the only doctor involved. There were 12 authors of the paper, and there's absolutely no evidence that the data were misrepresented. And there were many researchers at the hospital involved in this whole project too. So this would have had to have been a conspiracy act, the likes of which we've never seen in medicine before. Well, actually, we do see it every day when we look at drugs and the way that they're approved. But in any case, it is true that many of the authors on the paper agreed to withdraw their authorship as The Lancet put a lot of pressure on them. And many, many people changed their story during the course of Wakefield's debacle. But I think it's important to know, and I can speak to this from personal experience, that you have far fewer friends and allies when the full force of the state and the investigative authorities are after you. So a lot of pressure has been brought to bear against the authors of this paper and everybody who's been involved with Wakefield, and I can certainly understand some of them saying, I don't need this aggravation, and so I'll sign whatever you put in front of me to make this go away. Critics state that the findings have never been replicated. In fact, they have been replicated numerous times in several countries, and Wakefield includes the citations of the published articles reporting this in the book. Wakefield includes numerous other quotes that appear in the press and statements made by critics commenting on the article. And again, if you read the article and you look at the circumstances surrounding how this thing all happened, it's just amazing the number of complete and total fabrications have been made in what are considered to be responsible publications. And I'm beginning to wonder, particularly after many of the things I've seen lately, not just concerning this but other topics, if there is such a thing as reliable press anymore. So let's talk about how this all started. The article reporting the findings for this group that eventually was named The Lancet 12, that refers to the children, started with a phone call from a mother reporting that her son had developed behavioral problems and intestinal disorders following the MMR vaccine, and that she thought that the two were linked. The mother also reported that the child had been given probiotics by a gastroenterologist and that his behavior had improved. Wakefield referred this patient to Dr. John Walker Smith, the leading pediatric gastroenterologist in the UK at the time, for examination. Walker Smith confirmed bowel disease by colonoscopy, which showed lymphoid nodular hyperplasia and chronic inflammation of the bowel lining consistent with Crohn's disease. The use of an experimental dietary formula caused so much improvement that Walker made a presentation based on this particular case in an international medical meeting. Subsequently, another child was referred and examined, with the parent basically giving the same explanation. Colonoscopy again confirmed the presence of inflammation, and anti-inflammatory drugs commonly used to treat bowel disease resulted in improvement of both the bowel symptoms and cognitive function. Still another child was admitted to the hospital to see a pediatric neurologist who stated in his report that the child had experienced three episodes of regression from which he never recovered previously developed skills. The neurologist said he did not recognize this as a disorder, but recommended further investigation, including a gastrointestinal consultation. And so the pattern continued, vaccine followed by bowel disorder and disintegration. The common denominators of the children were that they were vaccinated when they were sick or on antibiotics. Some had received two doses by mistake. Some were given many vaccines in succession, or many at the same time for convenience sake. Many were re-challenge cases where booster shots were given to kids who had regressed after MMR, making their problems even worse. In one case, the MMR was given to a four-month-old as part of an experimental trial that ended when one of the nurses threatened to tell parents with an affected child that he was part of that experiment. In other words, they are experimenting on children without the parents' permission. And a pattern of clumsiness and the same bowel and cognitive issues that I've discussed previously. So I'll pick this up where I left off tomorrow, but the bottom line is that the children that ended up being reported, we refer to as the Lancet 12, were referred by pediatricians for examination by a pediatric gastroenterologist because their symptoms were bowel disease. We'll continue tomorrow. That's all for now, and have a great day.